chances, and then the penalties set in. But I think our second period on Sunday was the best period we played this year. I mean, we really turned it up a notch and got them on their heels, and obviously we scored some goals, and that gives you more energy and deflates the other team, and I thought we fed off of that on the second period.
Lake State, though, gets the first goal of the game again. It's a tough one, too. 5 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the first period. On the power play, Ian Miller gets his first of the season. Alex Globke gets the assist, and this made it 1-0 Lake State late in the first.
5-on-4 advantage. Good play by Jamie Phillips, who lost his stick within the net. D.J. Ike steals it away, and he'll come down now shorthanded for the Huskies. Ike makes a move, takes the shot, deflected over the net. 10 seconds left to go in the period. Globke brings it up, 2-on-1. Miller across the line. Shot!
And the same spot, if I remember right, as the goal on Saturday night over the shoulder of Jamie Phillips. And that one, he did look like, you, at least from our vantage point, he was quite a bit back in his net again.
Well, that's one Jamie would like to have back. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was another bad read by us. We got caught pinching, and one of our defensemen, we had a poor change. So their guy came down as a 2-on-1. Bad angle, yeah. And again, Jamie went down a little early, and they caught him short side up top. So, Jamie's going to have to work on that. And I think Joe Sean will do a good job with Jamie. And he's got to get out of his net a little bit. I thought he got caught back in his net. And again, going down. And when you go down like that, you expose the top part of the net. And I thought Jamie got better at that as the game wore on. But it's something, we're going to address and Joe will address. But not a good goal. And obviously, it's one of the 5 penalties we took in the first period.
Right.
I mean, you can't take 5 penalties like that. And all of them are really the second half. So we got off to a great start, and then all of a sudden we couldn't use our depth, and we're shorthanded. And there's some power plays mixed in there. So it gets really, you get out of sorts, so to speak, when you don't get in a regular rotation. And I thought that's what happened at the end of the first period.
Any paint coming off the walls in the locker room during that intermission, or was it kind of just, hey, we know what we have to do, let's get it done?
Well, I think we're only down 1-0 at that point, so there's no panic, and that's what I like about this team. We're finally to the point now where we have some juniors and some seniors, some upperclassmen who've been through it. They understand the good calming effect, but no, I mean it's too early in the season, and we had a good start. It was just the penalties, and like I said, it seemed like it was opposite weekend. The more we stressed discipline and taking good penalties, the worse it got. So at that point, we didn't talk about it anymore.
The Huskies go into the second period trailing 1-0. Blake Hedela gets his first goal of the season at the 8:02 mark to make it a 1-1 hockey game.
On the right side of the zone, Huskies trying to tie this game up here at Taffy Able Arena. Chiquitet winning last night. Here's a chance down low for Hedela. Scores! Hedela slipped it in! Misplayed by the Laker defense. Hedela capitalized on it, found himself at the top of the crease with the puck. And he gives the Huskies their first goal of the game. We have a 1-1 hockey game with the 11:58 remaining.
Nice play by Mike Neville, too. I didn't give him any credit in the call there, but he made a nice play off of that faceoff after the puck was kind of bouncing around there.
Well, he did, and Mike Neville's good on faceoffs, and we had some real good faceoff plays, I thought, in Saturday or Sunday's game. But Mike did a real good job keeping that puck alive, and Blake sort of snuck to the net there and made a real nice move on the goaltender, got him moving, and I think that's one of the things we had to do when we stressed more, is trying to get their freshman goalie to move. Anytime you're straight up and you can see the shooter and he's posted there, it's hard to score on goalies now. So Blake did a real nice job, a real nice move, and obviously a big goal for us, because we were playing well and we didn't have anything to show for it. So and that gave us a real big lift and a real boost.
So we're tied up, and Coach, last year, Blake Pietola had 1 goal through the first half of the season. We're 2 games in, he has 2 goals, albeit one of them being an empty net goal. Here was his second goal of the weekend to give the Huskies the lead.
Now picked up by Hanna at center ice. He's got to go back with it along the wall. And the Huskies now trying to get it across the line with Sturros. Here comes David Johnstone in for Pietola. Scores! Oh, wow! What a play by the Huskies. David Johnstone to Blake Pietola. He fired it. Didn't have much leverage on it, or so it seemed, on that right side. And the Huskies take a 2-1 lead.
It was kind of an awkward situation for Pietola, the way it was coming kind of at his feet. It was on his offhand. And for him to get that on net, I thought it was pretty remarkable.
Well, it was as good a goal as you're going to see all year. The second effort by Reed Sturros on the back check. David Johnson John Stone comes up with a loose puck, and he's in a lot of traffic. There's a lot of guys right around David, and he does a real nice job of negotiating through that and stick handling. And then to have the poise and presence to understand Blake's at the far side and to make the pass in the shooting groove, what I call it, to Blake, and Blake wired that thing. I mean, there was no mistake. Their goaltender had no chance. And there's another goal where he had to move side to side, but the pass was a firm pass. And the shot was a great shot, and obviously a big goal. At that point, we were starting to roll.
Well, the Huskies are up by a goal, and then they, less than 30 seconds later, they come back and score again. Dylan Stamen gets his first as a freshman for the Michigan Tech Huskies, redirecting a shot.
Picked up by the Huskies now. Michigan Tech with their first lead of the game. 2-1. Here comes Watson. Sends it down low. Michigan Tech looking for more. Watson holds it in. Shot towards scores! Tipped in front. Stamen with his first career goal.
They reviewed that goal, but it was a good one, and Stamen got the puck, his first career goal, and Cliff Watson's still looking for his first goal, but he's doing a great job back there.
Well, Cliff is, and he's one of our assistant captains, and he comes out and he's ready to play every night, and good shot by Cliff. We had talked to our defenseman that we have to try to create more offense from our defenseman, and that's part of it, is getting a good shot through, and he did. We had a real good shift up to that point, and Dylan Stemmen had a real strong game. I thought he improved from that first night to that second game. I mean, it was a huge step for him, and he was a force out there, and nice to see him get that goal. He had some other real good scoring opportunities, but wouldn't you know it, he scores on a redirect, a deflection like that. But I'm happy for Dylan. It's nice to see the freshman get that monkey off their back and get that first goal.
Johnstone gets a goal, too, in that second period. A power play goal, a great play that we've seen so many times over the years.
Johnstone protecting the puck, delivers it to the front of the net, intercepted but held in by Hannah. Hannah to the back door for Pietola. Bouncing puck, couldn't get a shot off. Back for Patan, up for Hannah. Hannah slides it over. Johnstone, shot door! David Johnstone with a rocket of a one-timer, and he loves that left side, and he beat goaltender Dave Field. The Huskies get a power play goal to go up by 3 late in the second period.
And the thing is, you know, Damon knows it, and like you said, if you execute it, it's still tough to stop.
Well, it is. We made a little adjustment on that power play going out for that particular set and sequence. We actually put Alex right up on the blue line. We moved him back and moved Shane Hanna more to the middle and just went into more of a 2-3. And when David gets that puck on that side, I mean, he can shoot it as good as anybody. I mean, he wired that thing. We had a real good view from the bench on it. And I mean, that goaltender had no chance. Again, we had the goalie move, and he had to move quite away because Shane was actually more over towards Alex Batan's side and then made that pass all the way across. And when you get the goalie moving like that, anything can happen. And, you know, we had Reed and Blake down by the net doing a real good job of creating some traffic. But that's a big-time goal, and that was a huge goal in the game. It just gives us a little more cushion.
26 shots, Coach, in that second period. Remarkable.
Well, we turned it up. I mean, it was, you know, we could have had 8 goals in that period. I mean, our guys really got after the puck. I mean, I think you could see the skating and the forecheck pressure and good sound defense. But overall, I thought that was our best period by far. And we needed that period, I think, you know, just to take the wind out of their sails. And anytime, like I said, you score goals, it gives you confidence, deflates the other team. But we stayed with it. That was the beauty of that period. We stayed with it, and we played hard, and we played fast.
One more goal on the weekend to seal the deal. Blake Hedelin gets his second of the night from Malcolm Gould and Dylan Stamen. This came at the 9:38 mark of the third period.
Here in the third period. Huskies with a slow line change there. Coming back 3-on-1 now, Michigan Tech. Gould is in. Pass to the front. Scores! Hila with his second goal of the game on a pretty play by Malcolm Gould. And the Huskies tack on another one, 5-1 with 22 seconds remaining.
Coach, I'll be honest with you. Malcolm Gould, you know, I didn't know how he might fit into this year's team, being kind of an outsider. But, boy, I thought he made some great plays this weekend.
Well, he did. And I think, you know, when you go back to last year, Malcolm had a pretty good ending to the season, and he's come back in much better shape this year. He's redefined his body. He's got a little extra step to his stride, a little quicker. We've noticed that, and I think that's all part of Tyler Shalast working with our program and doing a real good job with our players. And you can see it in Malcolm Gould, you can see it Tyler Hanen, and you can see it Brett Baltus. They're faster, leaner, stronger, and that's Tyler. But But Malcolm's done a real nice job. He's always been a good offensive player, and like I said, he got a goal, nice assist. He did a lot of real good things this weekend for us.
Final on a Saturday night, or Sunday night rather, it was 5-1 Michigan Tech. 41-22 are the shots. Michigan Tech 1-for-6 on the power play, and Lake State 1-for-7 on the man advantage. And